morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, December 4th, 2017. We have about 10 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we've got northeast winds to 10 knots today. Wind waves from the northeast about 2 feet high at 4 seconds, which is what we would expect with those northeast winds. Northwesterly swells 8 feet at 12 seconds apart and subsiding to 6 feet at 11 seconds. So we have those northeast winds and northwest swells out there meeting each other kind of at right angles could create a little bit of what we call confused seas out there. When those forces are going in opposition to one another, sometimes it gets a little messy out there. But overall, the conditions are way better in terms of just sheer turbulence out there than they were about a week ago. And today on the Ship Report, I'm going to be talking with you about water in the river and water sounds and things that we don't necessarily notice that are happening right around us all the time. And also a little bit about king tides, which are happening today. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have one inbounder so far. She's the KM London, arriving from Japan, headed for Astoria's anchorage. But she'll be heading upriver to pick up weed eventually. She'll arrive in the anchorage by about 7:30 a.m. And she will join six other vessels that are all awaiting orders in the Astoria anchorage. The Ocean Tianbao, the Asia Greca, the Glorious Hope, the Sea Wind, the Aurelia, and the Ocean Joy. And in our outbounders, the Eye Evolution is departing Portland. She's got weed on board. She'll be leaving about 3 a.m., which could put her past Astoria outbound about 9 a.m. The Ocean Yorf is leaving Portland carrying soda ash. She's leaving around 3:30 a.m., passing Astoria outbound about 9:30 this morning. And the Kanura is leaving Kalama carrying corn, soy, maybe weed on board, maybe some combination of all three in different cargo holds. She's leaving about 10 p.m. That would put her past Astoria about 3 a.m. on Tuesday morning. So if you're up early or late, depending on how you look at it, you might see her running lights heading by out to sea across the Columbia River Bar. Well, yesterday I did a little bit of an experiment. I've been reading this wonderful book, which I would highly recommend to you, called How to Read Water. The author is Tristan Gooley, and the subtitle of the title is Clues and Patterns from Puddles to the Sea. So I've been reading all about water and how water behaves under different circumstances. And so I went around on the Astoria waterfront yesterday with my recorder and recorded some water sounds, which I'll share with you in just a moment. But first of all, I want to go back and reference something that if you were listening to Coast Community Radio earlier at about 8:18, you heard Gordon McCraw talking about king tides. So he mentioned that today was the highest of the king tides. I wanted to just talk a little bit about that in case you're not familiar with it. So the term king tide is not specifically a scientific term, but it is used to describe an especially high tide event that occurs around this time of year when there is an alignment of the gravitational pull between the sun and the moon. So I believe we have king tides in December and then sometime in January as well. I'll check that out and tell you tomorrow. The king tides are essentially the very highest tides that occur at each place, and we have a king tide happening today. So here's a little bit about the tide tables for today for Astoria right off the port docks, which is off the downtown waterfront. We have a high tide around 1 o'clock this afternoon of almost 10 feet and a low tide of around 8:30 this evening of minus 1.6 feet. So there's almost 11-foot difference between the high and low tides today. So king tides are interesting in that they're very high. So if you happen to be, it'll happen about noontime on the seashore around Seaside and Cape Disappointment area and on the Long Beach Peninsula. But here at about 1 o'clock, it will be the highest the tide is going to get today and the highest of the king tides in this series of tides. So the Earth and the sun and the moon are exerting a lot of gravitational pull on the Earth right now, and that's the reason for those high tides. So climate scientists that are tracking sea level rise around the world see these king tides as representing where normal high tides might eventually be. So that's one reason why it's interesting to look at them. But back to water, back to the water sounds I was talking about. So I've been reading this book, and it basically is asking you to notice the things that are right around you that you don't necessarily notice. And if you look closely or listen closely, you can see great differences in the way that water behaves, and you can predict certain things. So for a very simple thing, I went around with my recorder on the waterfront yesterday to three different places. I went to the the upriver side of the Columbia River Maritime Museum, which was a kind of a shallow place where, and this was during the afternoon yesterday when the ebb current was really at its maximum. So out in the river, in the main channel, the water was really moving along, and you could just see it just rushing past Astoria. But over here in this area of the river, it was kind of a calm place. The friction of the water against the shallow bottom kind of brought it almost to a halt, although certainly there was turbulence, which you'll hear. But the first clip that I'm going to play for you is from that spot off the Maritime Museum, which is relatively calm water. Then I went down a little bit to the bottom of 12th Street, where 12th Street meets the river, to the pilot station there. I walked out on that public dock that's there. And as I was walking out, I looked down and I saw a big tree stuck between some pilings down there. I mean, like about a 30-foot-long tree that was floating in the river. And then a plank that was down there that was stuck underneath the docks. And I hung my recorder over there and got some sounds there. That has a much more intense sound because it's closer to the main stem of the river. Then I went down to the Maritime Memorial under the Megler Bridge, where the river is just rushing along. And the sounds, as it turns out, were very different. So let's take a look at that, like a listen. This first part is what it sounds like next to the Maritime Museum. So you can hear that sort of gurgly sound of the water kind of lapping up against the rocks on the shoreline. There are a few little broken pilings there, but basically that's fairly calm water. Here's the pilot station just a few feet down the road. A few feet, well, you know, a block down the road. So you can hear the intensity there is very different. You can hear the sounds of the water slapping up against the, since I was standing on a dock out over the water, you can hear that almost echoey sound of the water slapping against the pilings. Now we go down a little further, the other side, the other end of town, at that Maritime Memorial under the Megler Bridge. You can hear some traffic sounds, and you can also hear the sounds of a flagpole with the line for the flag slapping against the aluminum pole. But you can also hear the water. And so there you have kind of a deeper sound. The water was just moving, and I was much closer, even though there was a shallow area near where I was, I was much closer to the main stem of the Columbia, which was just rushing by. So it gives you an idea. Now, of course, you have to really tune into these sounds, because one of the things I noticed when I was walking around is that there is so much traffic noise from Marine Drive there that you really have to focus in order to notice these sounds. But these are sounds that are happening all around us all day long. And as you're walking along the Riverwalk, you might just, if you are, take a little listen wherever you are near the water to the interesting sounds that you can hear if you just take a moment to stop and listen. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.